Hello.
Hello. Wow. That's classy.
That's some good music right there.
So is the theme of today like...
We'll be talking about Mahler and only Mahler.
Mahler and only Mahler. I don't know a whole lot about Mahler.
Neither do I. We should probably have a secondary topic.
What's our secondary topic? Well, you know what? We haven't seen each other in a while.
That is our secondary topic. Not seeing each other.
I like not seeing you.
I didn't like not seeing you.
I was lying. I missed you.
I missed you, too. And why didn't we see each other?
Well, if our regular listeners know that last week was spring break.
It was spring break.
And you and I went our separate ways.
And now we kind of have a resurrection of the show, if you will.
We are reunited. Yeah. Resurrected as the Dozer and Viscount show. Spring quarter.
Spring quarter, everybody. I hope you have a fantastic spring quarter.
And not to step on the toes of our regular weather report, but looking outside, it is very dark, which means it is very springy.
Very springy. Almost like a... Well, like a spring.
Hello.
Hello.
This has been Humor with Viscount. So I, like, landed not too long ago. I guess it's been several hours at this point.
At this point, it has been several hours. But you just got back.
But I just got back.
And we're giving our listeners their podcast.
Right.
Because we recorded on Monday, obviously, every week.
And today is indeed, actually looking at the clock, it's going to be tight to get it on the website.
It is currently Monday.
But it's always Monday somewhere.
At 11:30 p.m.
It's not always
Monday somewhere.
Are you sure about that?
What happens when it's Wednesday in Hawaii?
Hello.
Hello.
This has been Calendars with Viscount.
I love all these new segments we're getting.
I know. I mean,
it's like back in the show, spring quarter, new segments, Calendars with Viscount. They all start with C. Anything I do starts with C.
That's not true.
Cooking with Viscount.
Yeah.
Calendars with Viscount.
What was the other one that we did a minute ago? Humor.
I can't remember.
Humor.
Humor has a silent C.
Humor.
No, it's a silent C.
A silent C. I suppose I've seen those before.
Yeah, you know, like...
I mean, I have a silent N in my name.
You have a very deceptive silent N in your name.
Dozer.
Dozer. Nobody knows where it is. It's definitely not at the beginning.
Definitely not at the beginning.
And definitely not at the end. So now you are now two steps closer to finding out where the secret end is Dozer's name. So far we have managed to waste 3 minutes and 40 seconds of our listeners' time.
I'm hoping at this point, I mean, I haven't prepared anything for this show. Have you prepared anything for this show? Or have you been busy vacationing and stuff?
I mean, I just... got back in from the beach, you know.
Yeah.
The beaches of Minnesota.
The beaches of Minnesota. Tell me about the weather in Minnesota.
We had 6 inches of snow last Wednesday.
It's pretty fantastic.
Roughly.
Roughly. Roughly as in about that amount, or as in like it was extra rough snow?
Oh, it was very rough snow.
Like precipitating sandpaper.
I wouldn't go that far.
Maybe, not that rough?
Maybe precipitating...
It's okay if you can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything.
Hello.
Hello.
This is like the first show all over again. Which ties back into our theme of...
Resurrection. We should probably not theme our show Resurrection. Maybe Reunion.
Reunion
would be good.
But the song...
Mahler 2 is the Resurrection Symphony.
I like Mahler.
Also like Mahler.
And it's nice that we have something in common.
It doesn't happen often at the Dozer and Viscount show.
But these little things, you know, that's the foundation of this podcast. Those little things that we have in common. Like Mahler.
And Red Dwarf.
Remember
when I came in to the room and the first question you asked me was, have you ever seen a show Red Dwarf?
And you had...
I just got the biggest grin on my face.
It was wonderful.
It was fantastic. Because I'm pretty sure we're the only two people at Northwestern that have ever seen the show Red Dwarf.
That's really probably true. And if you are a Northwestern student out there and listening and you have seen Red Dwarf, then I'm sure Viscount will come up with some sort of a prize if you post it on our Facebook page.
I have many prizes.
He has lots of prizes. Lots of things to give away.
Lots of things to give away.
Like these textbooks that you just bought for your...
Yeah, sedimentology.
Sedimentology? That's a good one to give away.
That's a fantastic one. Definitely won't need that. Probably just go out and look at rocks, right?
Sedimentology.
Wrong. Hello.
Hello.
This Shall we... Been... We could get to some regular segments.
Regular segments, all right. You know. Like what?
Poetry reading?
I love poetry reading.
I also love poetry reading.
Well, let's hear some poetry.
Okay. Today's poem is entitled Sunrise... In Cassis? C-A-S-S-I-S?
Mm-hmm.
By Jennifer Groats. And it comes to you from the website Poetry Daily.
Yeah. Poems.com.
Poems.com. Here goes. Sunrise in Cassis.
Cassis?
At its most dull before dawn, the seas, a stubble field of light still covered with the moony film, pink dawn sponges away. This is the hour when the moon is a fishhook, steadily pulled up out of the liquid sky into some drier realm. And the doves dart and crisscross as if bustling to take their places on stage, which does nothing to change that this is their hour. One laughs least. The hour of cold floors, of pupils adjusting in the early light, the hour waiting begins for something. One recognizes only after it's passed. So while the blue of the sea bends with the horizon, I ask to understand the difference between silence and indifference. I ask to be wise as an editor, not to high elide this hour, when bakeries pile loaves, in the glass cases and cafes, reassemble their tables and chairs, hour that converts night's regret back into gratitude, beautiful hour, when the last few fishing boats sneak out of the harbor to retrieve the nets that wait at the bottom of the sea. So, Jennifer Groats, everybody.
That was actually a very good delivery, but I have no idea what just happened.
I also have no idea what just happened.
Something about birds?
There was
bread.
That's a relevant topic on this show.
We
like bread at the Dozer and Viscount Show, so if you like bread too, we'd like to hear about it. Dozer and Viscount Show on Facebook and dozerandviscount.com.
Dozerandviscount.com.
Shameless plug.
Shameless.
For bread.
For bread. We like bread.
We love bread.
When I was visiting North Carolina, we had these rolls that were just fantastic. They were nothing special at all, but they were exactly what we were looking for.
That's a wonderful story. Because, coincidentally, when I went to go see my brother in the Gustavus Symphony Orchestra, shameless plug for them, too. They're on tour right now in Iowa and Nebraska. Anywho, when I went to go see them in North St. Paul over break, the families of the church that they were playing at, which was like hosting them, they had dinner there provided mm-hmm. for them, had like fresh baked rolls.
Mm.
And they had extras. So after the concert, we took him back to our house,
mm-hmm.
and he brought some rolls with him. That's fantastic. And I ate a roll in the car while listening to Mahler 2. It all ties back. It all comes back together. This is the perfect reunion show.
This is perfect. You're very good at this whole reunion thing. Podcast.
I've had my fair share of reunions.
Yeah.
I haven't had any high school reunions.
Nor have I.
I haven't had any college reunions.
Nor have I.
But I have often reunited with people I know.
Like whom?
For instance, you.
Ah. Oh, that's right. That's happening right now, isn't
that's
it?
That's happening at this very moment.
This very moment. Wow. That's... I had no idea. I guess I did have some idea on some deep intuitive level that we were doing a podcast right now.
It's almost picture perfect.
Almost. Almost.
My life is real, baby. You peeping me, take a picture. You peeping me, take a picture. My life is real, baby. You peeping me, take a picture. You peeping me, take a picture.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not expect that.
I'm full of surprises. I just pointed at the band, and they knew exactly what to do.
You didn't talk about that in advance with them?
Nope.
Wow. Guys, that was amazing.
Chameleon Air, everybody. This band's arrangement of Chameleon Air is
right.
Picture perfect for right. those of you who don't know the song.
I actually did not know the song before this.
Well, we're reuniting you with Chameleon Air.
Okay.
All right.
I will accept that.
Dozer, do you have any segments prepared for us today?
No. I just got off a plane not too long ago.
That's fair.
I can talk about what happened on the plane.
Oh, you can. Please do. Traveling with Dozer.
Traveling with Dozer. Well, I got on the plane, and we went way up in the air, and then we landed.
Well, you were up in the air?
No, we came back down.
You came back down out of the air?
Out of the air, and then we didn't land on like some sort of like floating island type thing.
That would be cool.
That's sort of like a Bond villain hideout sort of a thing.
You know what I did over break? I watched some old Bond. Octopussy. It's a fantastic film.
Oh, one of the classics. Is that Roger Moore?
It is Roger Moore. He's quality Bond. Looks the part. He's just your classic, you know, classic Bond.
I don't know, though. Like you got, like, George Lazenby.
George Lazenby was a phenomenal Bond.
Underappreciated.
Very underappreciated and very underknown in general.
Which is sad. That was a good movie, On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
On Her Majesty's Secret Service. That was an Ian Fleming book. Mm-hmm. They've made some other movies from other non-Ian Fleming authors.
Right. And then there's, like, Moonraker.
Yeah. And then there's Moonraker. But no, Moonraker was a book.
Was it really?
It was.
I had no idea.
I forget who wrote it. I think Ian Fleming wrote Moonraker.
Really?
I'm not going to verify that fact at the moment, but those of you who have computers and other technological devices...
Which is devices, hopefully all of you, if you're listening somehow, you have some way to be on the internet.
I mean, maybe this is broadcast over Northwestern's PA system at some point.
We have a PA system? Oh, I guess we have the emergency system.
The emergency system. Maybe we should hijack the emergency system.
Let's not do that. I feel like that would end badly for everybody involved.
Hello!
Hello! You are listening to the Dozer and Viscount show.
Morty would freak out.
He
wouldn't know what to do.
Then again,
I wouldn't know what to do.
You know, if we do it after I graduate,
you can't get in trouble.
There's probably some.
You can get in trouble. You probably wouldn't get in trouble with the university.
Well,
as much as you would have.
Can they take away your degree after you get it? Can they like remove your degree?
Let's plan on never finding out.
All right. That's a very, very reasonable goal is to not find out if that's possible.
I would agree.
Hello.
Hello.
It's nice to see you again.
It's very nice to see you. I missed you a lot over spring break.
I missed you.
I didn't have the comfort of walking out of my door. Going into opening your room, no knocking, of course. opening your door, crawling into bed.
You know, between this and the no pants thing, people are gonna have quite the image of you.
They can think what they want.
Yeah.
They know I'm joking.
Just remember, he's the tall one and I'm the normal one.
Tall and normal. Both very good characteristics to describe yourself on the radio. Anywho. Wikipedia article of the day, perhaps?
Yeah, we can do that. I've got Wikipedia open. And let's see what we got here.
Random article?
The random article link. And
hot melt adhesive.
Hot melt adhesive.
Oh, this is a fantastic Wikipedia article.
This is a surprisingly long Wikipedia article.
You never get these on article.
Can you listeners out there... should actually go and look up hot melt adhesive at some point. You would be amazed at just how long this is. And the detail of this. There are names of chemicals that I can't pronounce. That's...
oof.
I mean, somebody Somebody spent a lot of time on this, possibly while, like, as a way of studying for a test, maybe?
Possibly. Or... Have you ever written a Wikipedia article?
I have not. I did correct a spelling mistake once.
Really?
Yeah. And
that's very noble of you.
Well, I hope I corrected it properly. That was a tricky word.
What was the word?
I don't remember.
Oh,
that's
okay.
A bad sign. Anyway.
Hot melt adhesive.
All right, we're just going to read the introduction, because even the introduction is pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
And just for future reference, Glue Gun redirects here to this page, but for the band, see Glue Gun parenthesis band, close parenthesis. So if you're looking for the band called Glue Gun, which I had never heard of that.
Maybe we should click on that next.
Well, maybe we should.
Find out who their lead singer is.
But first, okay.
All right. If they have a lead singer, maybe they don't.
Yeah, they might not. Maybe this is the Glue Gun Symphony Orchestra.
Or the Glue Gun Big Band. The
Glue Gun Big Band. I'm going to read the introduction of this article.
Hot melt adhesive, everybody.
Hot melt adhesive, or HMA, also known as hot glue, is a form of thermoplastic adhesive that is commonly supplied in solid cylindrical sticks of various diameters, designed to be melted in an electric hot glue gun. I like how that's in italics, too.
Mm-hmm.
The gun uses a continuous duty heating element to melt the plastic glue, which may be pushed through the gun by a mechanical trigger mechanism, or directly by the user. The glue squeezed out of the heated nozzle is initially hot enough to burn and blister skin. The glue is tacky when hot, and hardens in anywhere from a few seconds to 1 minute. Hot melt adhesives can also be applied by dipping or spraying. And I'd just like to point out, it talks about the possibility of the heated glue to burn and blister skin. I have personal experience with that.
Uh-oh.
When I was just a little dozer...
Oh, Little Dozer.
And I was a Cub Scout.
Oh, Little Dozer the Cub Scout.
There was a some sort of a craft project. I don't even remember what it was.
Did you get your craft badge?
No.
Oh.
But it was some sort of project, and somebody moved the hot glue gun, and it, like, sprayed, not really sprayed, but dripped right across my knuckles.
Oh.
That was a bad day.
That would hurt.
That was a bad day. Anyway. I can continue with the second paragraph of this introduction, or we can move on to something.
I think we should look up Glue Gun the Band.
All right, Glue Gun the Band. Oh, I mean, this article is a much lower quality article. There are notices at the top. It may contain improper references to self-published sources, which are not okay with Wikipedia, and it may not meet the general notability guideline of Wikipedia. So... Glue Gun, briefly known as Glue Gun, that's glue with a U with
umlaut.
An umlaut over it and no E, is an American punk rock band that formed in Los Angeles, California in 1991 by the Grimm's Bob Odie, who is the lead singer and only constant member as of the band's reunion.
They had a reunion!
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 It all comes together. And glue?
Glue brings things together. We couldn't have done this better. We couldn't have planned this better.
Yeah, we could have.
No, we couldn't have.
To date, the band has released 2 full-length studio albums. They split up in 1997, but reformed in 2005.
I wonder if they're in iTunes.
We could find out someday, potentially.
Someday.
You want to start a band?
Okay.
The Dozer and Viscount Show and then us. Do you want to start an American punk rock band?
Not really.
And have an umlaut in the name? The Dozer and Viscount Band
with an umlaut
over
Viscount? There are people screaming outside.
Yeah, I noticed that. You probably
hey,
can't
get
hear
off
that.
Our property. This is the world headquarters of the Dozer and Viscount Show.
I hope they're okay.
I hope they are, too.
These
that
are, like,
be...
playful screams, it sounds
it
like.
It sounds like very playful screams.
Like college kids having fun and stuff.
Like having a tickle fight. Like you do.
I often have tickle fights outside at 11:48 at night in 30-degree weather. It's just what you do.
It keeps you warm.
That's So does the indoors.
This is where we differ. Anywho, that was a very enlightening Wikipedia experience.
Yeah, I do enjoy
I was going to try and combine Wikipedia and experience.
Wiki experience.
I like that. That should be a ride at Disney World.
The Wiki experience. It's fun and educational.
It's like Soarin' at Epcot. Have you been on that?
Well, maybe I have. I don't know.
Anywho, we don't need to go into the wiki experience.
Now, while I was reading one of those articles, I noticed you wandered away for a minute.
I had to get prepared for another segment.
Another segment. What segment were you preparing for?
Cooking with Viscount.
I love Cooking with Viscount.
And surprisingly enough, no one's ever made Cooking for Viscount yet. I'm very disappointed in my listeners.
What? If you would like to cook for Viscount, let us know on our Facebook page or on our website. Or if you happen to run into us in real life.
Then you should probably take a step back, maybe say you're sorry, and then tell me that you want to cook for me.
But if you run into me, you don't have to cook for him. It's okay.
It's okay. And actually, you don't have to say you're sorry if you run into me.
You just have to cook for him.
You just have... No, you don't. Yes, you do. Okay.
Our audience is getting very mixed signals.
Because I...
Keep changing your mind.
Refute a negative with a positive.
What are you cooking today?
Today, on Cooking with Viscount, I will be making a bubble.
A bubble. Now, see, where I come from, bubbles are formed by things like water. And while that may be produced by artificial means, typically that's not viewed as a form of sustenance.
See, I have bubble gum.
Oh, that changes everything.
I know.
That changes
everything. So, for this episode of Cooking with Viscount, if you're following along at home, all you need is some bubble gum. Simply take the bubble gum, take it out of the wrapper. It's a very important part. Stick it in your mouth and chew. And like so.
He is indeed following his own advice right now. I can vouch for the fact he takes all the risks that he would have you do at home, he does himself. Among them,
I am my own stunt devil.
Yeah, what, really?
Mm-hmm.
Where is he?
No, I am.
I thought you said you have your own. I was thinking.
I have a person
that double
would serve as a stunt double very effectively.
So when we have Dozer and Viscount show, you know, live on TV for all of our action shots, he can recruit him.
He can take a couple falls for me.
But you'll do most of them.
Take a few punches. Yeah.
You'll do most of them because you're just that kind of a guy. You're brave and such.
Yes, I'm very such.
With that, I noticed that we have passed the 24-minute mark of our show.
I tried to blow a bubble, but you can't blow a bubble right away. You have to chew for a very long time.
That's true. We will return to Cooking with Viscount later in the show to see what kind of progress he's had. In the meantime, I guess we reflect on your failure to make a bubble, because that's what we do at the 24-minute mark, isn't it?
We reflect on my failures. Is that what you're saying?
Not your failures, per se.
My triumphs as well?
Your triumphs, and maybe even some of the things that I do.
Who are you?
I'm Dozer.
When did you get here?
My name is listed first.
Oh.
I'm that guy, remember?
That Dozer, with the silent N.
Right, with the
gotcha. Silent N. I thought you were the Dozer without the silent N.
There's a Dozer without the silent N.
Yeah.
Were you doing a podcast with another Dozer while we were apart?
No. I would never betray you.
No?
No.
Well, that's good to hear. I don't quite know what to do with that at this point. We've strayed from the script.
I'm still chewing.
He's still chewing. Have you blown a bubble yet?
I have not.
I haven't been watching, so I don't know. You might sneak one in while I'm not. Do we have any other segments?
I will let you know if
I blow a bubble. We've still got some time to burn.
We got blowing bubbles with this count.
Well, make with the bubbles.
I'm chewing. It will take a while. We need some filler to,
filler. All right.
Alleviate the all pain. Right. That the audience is feeling by not being able to...
No one's listening
here.
Nobody's listening at this point. If you are listening, what are you doing?
We have one question for you. Why?
Really, like, this is like our seventh podcast, something yeah. like that. You gave us six chances, and especially that last one.
And now?
And now you're still
now
here?
Now you decide to come back? It's okay. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they listened to the first podcast and decided to take 6 weeks off.
Hmm. Interesting.
Do people do that?
Well, this would be good for them because this is the reunion show. We're welcoming them back. Hello.
Hello, listeners.
Again. For perhaps the second time only.
Perhaps.
Actually, more than the second time because we've said hello several other times in this podcast. And it's doubtful that they would skip ahead to the 26-minute point just to hear us say hello again.
Doubtful, but not impossible.
That's true. That's true.
We enjoy impracticality, not impracticality, improbabilities on this show.
Well, you enjoy them.
I enjoy everything on this
you
show.
You enjoy everything. You are a very happy person.
I enjoy happiness.
Well, that's a good thing to enjoy.
Because it makes me
happy.
Happy.
That's adorable. So, we got about, what was it, 2.5 minutes left?
That means I have 2.5 minutes to blow a bubble.
In the meantime, do we have any exit music?
We do have exit music.
What kind of exit music does the band have ready?
They've got a couple different selections picked out.
All right. Well, give them whatever signs you've agreed to in advance. No, that's to Bunt.
Oh, that's Bunt? Okay.
Or possibly Steal Home. I'm not sure.
What's the signal? Oh, it's this one. Here we go.
Are you sure that's not Bunt again?
I'm sure.
Because they're, like, swinging their instruments, like stopping just short. I think you told them to Bunt again.
I told them to Bunt again? What did I miss?
I don't know. Maybe a pat on your ear or your head?
Oh, nope. I know what it is.
Oh, okay, I see. Mm-hmm. It's all in the nose.
It's all in the nose. The nose wrinkle at the end. It's perfect, because on Thursday, it is opening day of Major League Baseball.
Oh, boy. Go Tigers.
Oh, they are playing in the first game against the Yankees.
Well, that'll work out great for them, I'm sure.
And then the Twins play the next day, I think. Yeah, you know who Curt Schilling picked to win the AL Central?
Who's that?
Not the Tigers.
I bet I know who it was then.
It was the Minnesota Twins.
Because that's the only team you would be excited about.
Not the only team. I also enjoy the Marlins.
Uh-huh.
And right. When the Cubs are not playing the Marlins, I like the Cubs.
So the band's getting impatient. The
band is getting very impatient.
The band is making some very... Oh, no, that's another signal. I thought that was like a... blue gesture of some sort.
No, they were telling me that they're ready to play.
I see.
They had just gotten ready.
They had
put in their mutes, you know.
Uh-huh.
Strap on the electric guitars.
Right. And with all
honor
of that...
In honor of baseball season.
And with all of that, we get... You have just a few seconds left, and there is a bubble, and you dropped it out of your mouth, which is a little weird and a little disgusting, but all right.
It came out. It flew out.
It flew out. It floated away, like bubbles do when they're filled with helium or hydrogen.
Maybe I breathe helium. Exhale helium.
Exhale helium?
No.
That would be quite a trick.
Which would mean my voice is even lower than it actually is.
Well, we have been talking about how your voice has been getting higher and higher. as you've gotten taller.
That's true. We have.
Not on the podcast, obviously.
No.
But
this is just what we chat about in our spare time.
Right.
My voice.
Really? We only ever talk about
spring break.
You.
We do.
Which I'm okay with. You don't know anything about me, do you?
I know very little. Because I open myself up to you, Dozer.
It's true. And I... this is actually the only time I speak to you.
It's sad, but I've gotten used to it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, well, it looks like we've already gone a minute over, so I'm going to return to my silence. And
I will also return the silence. And we will return to radio silence.
I see what you did there. You want to blow one more bubble? Can you do that?
Don't put the pressure on me. Here it goes.
The answer is no. He does not want to blow. Oh, that was a little bubble.
That was a little bubble.
It counts. It counts. That was our parting bubble to you, the listener. Thank you for joining us on the Reunion Podcast.
Join us next week. It is now Tuesday.